All right, we're back, and utilizing Skype overseas here, we're joined by P.J. Allen, directly from Portugal, and I was just saying to P.J. and to Laurie, I do a lot of worldwide interviews. I don't recall one from Portugal, so I'm never going to forget P.J. Allen. And hopefully I won't forget her book, Dead Reckoning in Frederick. I love that title. Sounds like an old Western movie. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Welcome from the great country of Portugal. It's great to have you on, PJ.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on.
Okay. You've got an interesting book here. I'm trying to make the connection, and maybe there's none. Have you lived in the United States? What's the connection talking about the Civil War and being from Portugal and writing this book?
Right now, we have a house in Frederick, Maryland. My husband is the country director for the Peace Corps country director for Thailand, and we are taking a vacation right now. This is our third vacation to Porto, Portugal.
Okay.
So the book is about Frederick, Maryland, and Frederick was very much involved in the Civil War.
All right, talk about it. What is it because of your residence in Frederickson that spurred you to, Frederick, that spurred you to write this book?
Yes, to a certain degree. I came up with the plot, which I don't want to reveal, of course, but it fit in nicely with the history of Frederick having experienced the Civil War. They have a Museum of Civil War Medicine there, for example, which is just fascinating. And there are a lot of ghosts that supposedly remain from the Civil War, and especially in that hospital, in that museum, which was the morgue, one of the morgues that was used in the Civil War. So there's a lot of intertwining with the present, with social issues from the present day and the past, especially the Civil War.
All right, lots of stories, all of them filled with pain, but lots of stories about the Civil War. A curiosity here for those who past a certain age, it seems like the younger people today aren't even concerned with any of this. But what made this particular book, this particular incident, stand out from others of the Civil War? What really is the highlight of this?
It's about a paranormal team that works from Frederick, but works all over Maryland. And they are called to service by the foundation that takes care of historic sites, buildings, and homes. And their historic homes and buildings are starting to fall apart, and they don't know why. And they are experiencing a lot of paranormal activity. And so while it may seem strange that they would go the paranormal route, they have tried everything else. So they decide, well, even though many will think this is kooky, we're going to call in this team to take a look.
Well, what's the origin of this, of the thoughts for your book here? I mean, how did this come about?
Again, it's a very prominent social issue that is occurring now throughout the world. And it wraps around to what was going on in the Civil War era as well and before. So we have a lot of messages that the ghosts, the spirits, are trying to convey to the team, and they continue to try to figure out what those messages are. And as they dig deeper and deeper, they start to realize that in reality, there's a lot that's going on among pillars of Frederick, people that they respect, that may be actually involved in some unscrupulous activity.
How would you define the demographic for the book?
Oh, it could be 15 and above. Anybody of that age and above.
All right. So to talk about a few of the, obviously summarize it because you don't have time to go into great detail. And plus, you don't want to give away too much from the book. A few plots that you think are key in the book that would attract interest.
Well, the first plot, of course, is that the main character, Kayla Dunn, is the photographer for the team, and she actually does darkroom photography, so she has the negatives, because the team was being called out as saying that they were photoshopping and stuff like that. So she was hired to accompany them, and her hero in grade school was Dorothea Lange, who was a famous photographer during the Dust Bowl era. And she has that iconic photo of the woman with the child, or two children, I guess, from California. And so she was able to make a big social difference, Dorothea Lange. And so ever since Kayla was in grade school, she wanted to become a photographer. So she's the one who goes after this with a real energy in terms of, you know, constantly developing her photos and looking for anything, any clue. And at the same time that she's working on this project, which has just begun, she is jogging in Baker Park, which is quite famous in Frederick, and she comes across the body of a young teenage girl in Carroll Creek. And so, of course, she's upset by this. Enters McMucci, a detective who starts to work with the team once he sees that there's actually some non-paranormal activities that they might have uncovered.
Did you do any research on the Civil War before writing this book?
Absolutely. I did lots of research. I always do research for my books. It's always a mix of fiction and fact. And I like to bring the reader along through that kind of stream of thinking so that they know that there's a fictional context, but that there's also a factual context. And so, yes, there's a lot of reference to people in the Civil War who were heroes, who helped others.
Since you brought that up, you know, side issue here, what is your perspective about tearing down all those Confederate statues down there and Robert Lee and all of the others? My own personal opinion is you're wiping out a lot of our culture and history, regardless of how you feel. I think it's disgraceful.
Yeah, no, I think that statues should be put up for people who have helped to bring the country together, who have fought, not necessarily militaristically, but who have done great things for the United States and for making the country stronger together with people from all over, from all cultures.
Well, is there a message or two you'd like people to take from the book? It really wasn't written with that in mind.
With what in mind, sorry?
Delivering a message to anyone who reads it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the message is that people should respect the integrity and sanctity of others, and that all of us are responsible for our choices, and all of us usually do the right thing if we're paying attention to the events around us, and if we stay well informed.
What was the most difficult part or the most challenging part of writing this book?
I think finding a way to keep the reader engaged throughout the book without giving away the plot too early. And of course, one of the things I like to do most is to have a great ending. So all of my books, I work really hard to have a good ending, because I've read numerous books where I feel a little bit disappointed at the end. And I think this one has a great ending.
Yeah, it's like going to a movie. You leave with nothing and you feel nothing when you're walking out. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Do you intend to write any follow-up books on this topic?
Yeah, the team receives a lot of praise, and so they're suddenly in high demand. So the next one I'm working on with a working title is called A Thai Haunting at Harvard Square.
Okay, yeah, hey, interesting title. What's been the reaction to the book?
Well, it's just come out, so
okay.
Let me
jump away from that and ask you, which was more difficult, developing the characters or writing the plot?
Writing the plot. I have a good sense of character. And in fact, when I put my book down for a while, I feel like my characters are kind of hanging there like puppets on strings waiting for me to get back to them. So I enjoy very much developing characters.
Anything you'd like to add in what is less than a minute to go here?
For those readers who are interested in historical fiction, who have a penchant for Civil War actions and history, and who might be a little bit attracted to the paranormal. I think that this is a great read. It's a thriller, a mystery, and very suspenseful.
All right, the name of the book is Dead Reckoning in Frederick. It's published by Author House, and it's written by a very talented writer, P.J. Allen. Thanks so much for joining us from Portugal. It's been great having you on.